this okay, sir?
Well.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Lou Carranis will serve as our lead, so if we just hold on, the next voice you hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Lou Carranis, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just 1 second, we'll get started. Okay, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Can you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Lulan Ramirez Leobardo. My ABC number is 103-7-1.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board Executive Clemency for 31412B, parole hearing to consider parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can look on your video conference screen. I'll begin at the opposite side of where I'm sitting. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. Yes, my name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Did you say Spanish?
Es que no puedo hablar muy confundido, si me explico.
Porque yo inglés, no sé inglés fluently.
Okay.
This kind of situation, this kind of knowledge, I would like to understand everything, you know, fluently, you hear me?
Yes, I appreciate that. Mr. Lumar Ramirez, you had a chance to ask for an interpreter for this hearing. There's a box that you can check on the form. Just 1 second, I'll explain it slowly. But on the form that you signed, that's called a board hearing notification of parole, you have a choice of asking for an interpreter. Now that interpreter needs to come from DOC. So this is what I will say. If there is a Spanish-speaking CO3 or CO2 that's available to you this morning, we can conduct this hearing with an interpreter. Otherwise, you're going to have to delay this hearing until you can get an interpreter. So it is your choice. If you want to move forward in English, we can. If you want to delay this hearing until you have an interpreter from DOC, we can do that too. So what is your choice?
Actually, when you're talking to me, I can understand that clearly. Maybe what do you think, what do you suggest me to do?
I don't want you to be deprived of your rights of understanding everything. And I cannot conduct this hearing in Spanish because my Spanish is limited. I can speak some Spanish, but I won't be able to speak at the level that you need to understand the legal language. So, again, I will ask you, and you do have a right to this hearing, but do you want to delay this hearing with an interpreter, or do you want to move forward with English?
Sure, yeah,
I will advise this. After this, talk to your CO3. Tell him that we're going to delay this hearing and that you are requesting an interpreter from the Department of Corrections. Now,
okay.
It will probably be a corrections officer, but there are corrections officers who speak very good Spanish. So they.
I do have a CO3 with you with me.
Okay.
And I have two. So do you want to answer that?
Yes, put the CO3
okay.
On. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It sounds like he would prefer to have an interpreter, and I understand that because I recognize he speaks English, but there is some legal language in a parole hearing that could fall through the cracks without a Spanish interpreter. So I'm not really advising him, it's his choice, but if he wants a Spanish interpreter, What I will suggest is that he go through you to find a corrections officer who can interpret for him so that he can go through this hearing, and we request to delay this hearing at another date unless you have immediate availability of a high-level Spanish speaker, somebody who speaks native Spanish.
Is there anybody outside right there who speaks Spanish?
Native Spanish.
And we have several officers that do. I don't know if I have any right here.
And the reason why I say native Spanish is because we've got problems. I speak some Spanish too, but I still couldn't interpret. And if they speak it at the native level, it's usually not so bad. But if they're like me, they'll struggle because there's too many legal words.
Yes. Is there anybody that speaks Spanish in there? Oh, we do have an officer in these, though.
Well, if you can put him on, I'll ask him, and we'll make a determination right now, and then I'll ask the inmate again what his choice is.
Okay.
But let me speak to the CO2. Is it a CO2?
Yes.
Let me speak to the CO2 first.
Okay. Is he coming? Apparently, we can't find one now, so what would be a great...
This is what we're going to do, and of course, the DOC needs to reschedule this hearing, but what I will suggest is that the inmate, Mr. Luna Ramirez, asks for a Spanish interpreter, and I will also ask for some assurance that it's a native Spanish speaker so that we can move through the hearing and that the words are accurate.
Yes, I will make sure that it's a native speaker so that there's no problem in the language barrier.
Yes, and thank you. I don't mean to talk down. It's just that we've experienced this before, and sometimes we just can't get through it because they're like me, they're an immediate speaker, and it can really, really drag out the hearing.
I understand that perfectly.
Okay, you want to put Mr. Luna Ramirez back on and we'll make sure about this?
Okay, here he is.
Hello? Okay, Mr. Luna Ramirez.
Yes, sir.
Again, do you want to delay this hearing until you have an interpreter? I want to make sure.
Can you put one of them?
He's coming up?
We're going to
reschedule, and
okay.
I'll have a native speaker.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, there isn't one available right now, so are you going to request that we delay this till you have an interpreter?
Yes.
Okay.
And we will
delay this hearing, what we call a continuing hearing. They'll reschedule you, and we'll do this in the near future with a Spanish interpreter. Okay, sir?
Okay, how
many days? That I can't tell you because the Department of Corrections will need to do the rescheduling, but they will understand that they need to reschedule with an interpreter. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Super.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.